Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the fourth chapter of Hilchos Trumos. In this Perek, the Rambam will discuss who is able to take off Truma, especially focusing on appointing a messenger to take Truma off on one's behalf. Halacha Aleph. Osa Adam Shliach Hafer Shlo Trumos Maisros. A person is able to appoint a messenger to take off Trumos Maisros on their behalf. Shneem Maris, the Pasuk says, Kein Terimu Gam Atem, Rabos Shluchachem. The Pasuk says, you shall take off the Truma, also you. That language of also comes to include one's messenger. Ve'ein osin shliach obey kukavim. However, one is not able to appoint a non-Jew as one's messenger. Shnei Maris Pasuk says, Gam atem, also you. Ma atem b'nei bris, ashluchachem b'nei bris. It must be similar to you. Just as you are members of the covenant, i.e. Jewish, so too, your messenger must be somebody who is Jewish. Halacha Beis. Chamisha lo yisrimu ve'im tarmu ein trumas and truma. There are five people who are not able to take off truma, and if they do so, then it does not qualify as truma. Hacheresh, vashota, vakatan. The five are somebody who is a deaf-mute, somebody who is not mentally competent, somebody who is a minor, as well as somebody who is not Jewish, who had separated the truma of a member of Klal Yisrael, even with his consent. And the fifth one is somebody who had taken off truma on behalf of somebody else without that other person's consent. However, if somebody takes off truma from his own produce on behalf of somebody else's produce in order to make it no longer be tevel, that takes effect and he has fixed up their fruit. And in such a situation, the one who had taken off the truma, he's the one who decides which kohen he would like to give the truma to. It's up to him. Whoever he wants to, he can give it to. Halacha Gimel. Hatorim shelo brishus, o sheyar letoch sdei chavero, beligi pero shelo brishus, kedei sheyukachem, v'toram. If somebody had taken off truma without his friend's consent, or he had gone into his friend's field to take fruit without his friend's consent, and then once he had taken them, he had separated truma. If the owner of the field then comes along and finds him and says, "Ah, oh, you should have gone next to the better ones," im hayusham yafos mashatarim. If indeed there are better ones than those that he had separated from, trumas or truma. In that case, the truma that he set aside counts as truma, because clearly the owner of the field is not particular about the fact that this fellow had done what he had done. However, if there aren't actually any better ones there, ain't trumas or truma. In that case, the truma that he had taken off does not take effect. Because what he was saying was really a way of protesting, saying, oh, you should have gone and taken the better ones, implying that he was not happy with what he had done. He was really protesting. If the owner of the field comes along and he gathers and he adds to the truma that had already been separated, in that case, even if there aren't any better quality ones, the truma that he had taken off will still take effect. Halacha Dalet. Chamisha lo yisrimu v'im tarmu trumas and truma. There are five people now who, if they take off truma, it takes effect, but they still aren't supposed to separate truma. Cheresh medaber v'eino shomea v'mnei she'eino shomea bracha. Va'ilim she'shomea v'eino medaber. Va'arum. The five people are a person who's deaf, but he's not mute. The problem with him is that he can't hear the bracha. Somebody who is mute, who can hear, but he can't speak, obviously he's mute. And a person who's not dressed. The problem here is because they too are not able to recite the bracha. Additionally, a person who is drunk and a person who's blind, because they can't make proper distinctions and end up separating the ideal fruit in order to be truma. Halacha hey. Katan she gila onas nadarim. Afal pi shelo hevi shtei saros, velo nase gadol, im tarim trumaso truma. A child who's reached the age where vows that he takes take effect. For a boy, that means 12 years old. For a girl, it means 11 years old. A year before they reach standard adulthood generally. Even though they haven't yet produced the two hairs, which are signs of puberty, and they are not considered an adult, nonetheless, if they take off truma, it counts as truma. Afilu b'truma shel Torah. This is true even with regard to biblical truma. Hol v'nedran v'akdashin kayamim v'na Torah, k'moshe v'ranu v'nedarim. The reason for this is because since the vows and the sanctifications they make are valid on a Torah level, as Rambam has explained earlier in Mishnah Torah, so too here, their separation of truma is going to be valid. Halach avav. Ha'omer l'shlucho, tsei utrom li, v'halach l'trom, v'enu yudei im taram, v'im lo taram, u'ba'u matza kri taram, ein chazkes utaram. If somebody had said to his messenger to go out and separate truma for me, and he goes out to separate truma, but the owner doesn't know whether or not the messenger had actually separated truma, and even then, if he discovers that truma had been separated, we don't assume that the messenger had been the one to separate truma. Why? She'ain't over Yisur and Cheska Shliach Osa Shlichus of the Hakel, and La Hachmir. Echoshish Shema Acher Taram Shlobershos. Because with regards to prohibitions, we have a general principle, which is that a messenger was sent to do something. We cannot assume for leniency that he has carried out his mission, that he's fulfilled his job. We can do so for stringency, but not for leniency, as would be true in this case. And therefore, we have to suspect over here that maybe somebody else had gone and separated the truma without having the consent of the owner. Halacha Zayin. Ha'omer l'shlucho tseyu trum, torim kidaito shabal bayis. If somebody says to his messenger that he says, go out and take off truma for me, so then he should do so in accordance with what the owner would have wanted. Em hayodei bo shehu bal ayin ra, mafresh echem yishishim. If he knows that he's somebody who's a little bit miserly, so he should take off only 1/60. If he knows that he's somebody who's very, very magnanimous, so he should take off 1/40. And if he doesn't know what the owner would have wanted, one of those extremes, so then he separates the average standard amount, which is 1/50. If he intended to take off 1/50, but as we saw in the previous bear, it's done through estimation, and therefore it turns out that he had actually taken off 1/40 or 1/60, then his taking of truma still takes effect. However, if he had intended to do more than the average amount, wrongly, he wasn't supposed to, and he took off even just a little bit more, like 1/49th, in that case, it does not take effect as truma. The produce of partners is obligated to have trumas maestros removed. The Pasuk says, your, in the plural, maestros, that implies even of two people. Now, the partners don't need to take permission one from the other one in order to separate. Rather, if one of them separates truma, then that's going to take effect as truma. If one of them had removed truma, and then along came the second one, and he also took off truma, because he had not realized that the first one had already taken off truma, if they were the type of partners who rely one on the other one, so then the taking of truma of the second one was invalid because he was really relying on the first ones. If, however, they were not the type that would rely on one another one, and the first one had separated an amount which is an appropriate amount to separate, so then the truma separated by the second one is not going to be defined as truma. But if the first one had not separated the appropriate amount, so then the truma separated by both of them is going to be truma. Halacha tes. If somebody said to his partner, to somebody in his household, to his servant or his maidservant, to separate truma, and then they went ahead to separate the truma, however, he had nullified the agency that he had appointed them for before they had separated the truma. If the messenger did not change from the amount of what he was supposed to be doing and from where he was supposed to be taking from, so then the truma that he's taken off takes effect. But if he did change, for example, the one who had sending him had said separate from the northern part of the produce, and he went ahead and separated from the southern part, in that case, since he had already nullified this agency beforehand, then the separation of truma does not take effect. If somebody was a sharecropper, took off truma, and then the owner of the field comes along and objects, if it was before he had taken off truma, so then when he tries to take off truma, it doesn't take effect. If, however, once he had already taken off truma, he's objecting, it does take effect as truma. With regards to somebody who set up as a custodian, a guardian of the estate of orphans, when they separate truma, that takes effect. Somebody who has stolen in one fashion or the other an item that needs truma to be separated, that is also going to take effect. However, if the owner of the item was chasing after them, in that case, it does not take effect as truma. A son or a hired worker, a servant or a wife should take off truma from the food that they are eating, but they should not take off truma for the whole crop, because a person does not have the ability to separate truma from something which doesn't belong to him. When a son is eating together with his father, and a woman is making dough, then they can separate truma, because they are given the ability to do so by the owner. Workers have no right to separate truma from the produce that they might be working with without the consent of the owner. Chutz min adorchin begaz. The one exception to this is those that are treading on grapes in the vat. She'im yirtzu l'tameis ha'yayin, harihim mitamen miyad. Because if they had wanted to make the wine become impure, they could do so immediately. L'fisha masr lahem, aminun alkein. And since the owner had given over the grapes to them nonetheless and had believed them, he trusted them about this, harihim kishluchin, then they're considered like his agent, v'im tarmu trumas and truma. And thus, if they separate truma, then that takes effect. Halach yud dal. Paul sh'amar lo balabais, knos li garni utro. If a worker was told by the owner to bring in his granary and to separate truma, v'tara bachar kanas, and he switched the order. He first took off truma and then brought in the granary. Truma so truma. That taking of truma takes effect. Halacha tezvav. Habib chavim shehefer truma mishallo. Din Torah she'ena truma lefi she'en chayav. If a non-Jew takes off truma from something which belongs to him, then on a Torah level, it's not going to take effect as truma because he's not obligated to separate truma. V'divran guzer shetiya truma so truma mishon bali kisen. However, on a rabbinic level, they decreed that when he takes off in this fashion, it should take effect because of wealthy people. Meaning what? The concern was, we were concerned that there are people who might actually own this item, and they'll just claim that it belonged to a non-Jew in order to avoid having to separate truma. And we have to also investigate when a non-Jew separates truma. If he says he was intending to do whatever Jews do with regards to their truma, so then it can be given to a kohen. If not, though, then we have to be concerned that maybe he had intended to sanctify it for the base of Migdash, and then it needs to be buried. When is that true? Be'eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. If a non-Jew had separated truma outside of the land of Israel, lo gazra lehin. There was never a rabbinic decree made against them. And in that case, we tell him, no, he doesn't have to do this, and the produce that he separated is not going to be truma at all. Halacha tez zayin. Hamiskavin lomar truma, v'amar meiser. Meiser v'amar truma. And somebody intended to say that the thing he was separating was truma, but it says the wrong thing, it says meiser. Or the other way around, he intended to say meiser, and instead said truma. Lo amar klom. It's not going to be meaningful, that which he said. Ad yet piv v'libok shavan. He needs both that which actually comes out of his mouth, and that which is in his heart to be the same. They have to be aligned. Hefresh truma v'machshavto, v'lo hos v'spasov, klom, hari zu truma. If somebody had in his mind separated truma, but didn't actually enunciate anything at all with his lips, that still, nonetheless, counts as truma. Shnei Marz Basik says, V'nechshav lechem trumaschem, kedagan min agoren, v'machshav bovad tia truma. Basik says, and it will be considered for you, truma, like the truma of your granary. And the language of chet, shin, bet, machshava, is there to teach us that even through thought alone, it can take effect as truma. Lachi yud zayin. Hamafresh truma al tanai. If somebody separates truma with a stipulation, so then if the stipulation is fulfilled, then it takes effect as truma, and if not, not. Similarly, if somebody had separated truma and maestros and then regretted it, so then he can go to a Torah sage and have him absolve that which he had declared, just as is true with regards to other vows. And then it will end up coming mundane once again, just as it was, until he goes and separates that same item a second time, or he separates on something else. If somebody is dropping a bucket down into a cistern of wine to draw the wine forth, and he intends to make that wine be truma, and he makes the following stipulation, that if the bucket comes out intact, then it should be truma. In that case, tsarach shatala shalim min hashever min hashvicha. It needs to, in order for it to be truma, emerge unbroken and unspilled. Avalo min hatuma. But if it becomes impure, then that's not enough to violate the stipulation and will indeed be truma. Vim nishpra in a midamas. If it breaks, then when the wine falls back into the rest of the mundane wine, it doesn't cause it to be a mixture of mundane and truma wine. Hinicha v'makum sh'imti shaver sham odis galo. If he pulled it out and brought it to a place where, if it were to break or roll, then it won't go into the cistern again. So then if the wine does end up spilling into the cistern, then it will cause it to become a mixture of mundane and truma, because in that case, he has fulfilled the stipulation already at that point. Halacha yud tes. When is that true? But truma gdola. If we are dealing with truma gdola, However, regarding Truma Smicer, which is permitted for one to separate Truma when you're dealing with two items not in the same location. To backtrack for a moment, the rationale for why somebody would have made the stipulation as in the previous halacha would be because he wants to separate the Truma while the wine is still all mixed together, not once he's already pulled out the bucket and then declared it as Truma. Because there's a rule by Truma Gedola that you're supposed to separate them when all of it is together in one spot. Now, contrasting that by Truma Smicer, where there's no need to have them together in the same spot, Kamish also is kind to know. Once it's come out, then it's fulfilled his stipulation, Ari Truma Smicer, and it's already taken effect as Truma Smicer, but Afal Pish Nishbro Nishbacha, and then even if it had broken or spilled, Ainsar Flomar Shenemes. And it goes without saying, even if it had become impure, then it's still going to be Truma Smicer. Lachachaf. Homer Shalamala Truma, Mishlamata Chulin, O Shalamala Chulin, Mishlamata Truma, Devar Kayamin, Shadavar Tala Bidasatorim. If somebody says that which is in the top part of the container is going to be Truma, and that which is in the lower part is going to be mundane, or the other way around, that which is in the top is mundane, and that which is in the bottom is Truma, so that's going to take effect, and that which he designated as Truma will be Truma, because ultimately this is something which depends on what the one who is separating the Truma was thinking. Lachachaf Aleph, Fanat Lachan Perak. Hatorim es agorin, tzarek shechavi es libo, shetia zu truma al kri, v'mashav akutin, v'al mashav tzadin, v'al mashav asoch hatevin. When somebody takes off truma from grain in the granary, he has to have intent that the produce that he's separating should be truma for the grain heap itself, along with the stalks of wheat that were cut and not yet threshed, and the grain on the side of the grain heap, and also the kernels in the straw. Hatorim es a yekev, tzarek shechavi es libo, l'truma al mashav achar tzadin, v'al mashav asoch. In similar fashion, when somebody takes Truma off from a vat of wine, he has to have in mind, and he's separating Truma as well for the wine that's absorbed inside of the skin and the peels of the grapes. Hatorim as a borshel yayin, tzarek shechavi es libo litrum amash v'gefes. When somebody's separating from a cistern of wine already, so he has to have in mind that he's separating as well for that which has been absorbed in the lining of the cistern. V'mlonis kavim el tarim stam nifrar kol. And if he separated without having any particular intent, then all of the produce is going to be included. Shetanai based in who shed truma alakol, because fundamentally, based in had enacted a stipulation that when one takes off truma, it's on everything which needs to be separated on behalf of that. Hatorim kalkala shel te'enim, v'nimtzu te'enim b'tzad hakalkala, ha'ilu p'turin v'mei shalib b'litrum alakol. If somebody had separated a bunch of figs to be truma, and then it turns out that there was other figs on the side of that bunch, in that case, those will also be exempted because when he was intending to separate, he was intending for all the produce that was there, including ones that he wasn't specifically focused on, the stuff that's on the side of this larger bunch. Have a wonderful day.